Hello, it's Darren with the Weekly Message. Storms blew through our area night before last. We woke up to the sound of chainsaws and the headache of leaky basements. When the sun came up, the cleanup began. Jesus was no stranger to storms. On the Sea of Galilee, storms would blow up without a moment's notice. Once when Jesus slept, he was awakened by his frightened disciples. There were two storms that night, the one outside beating against the boat and the one inside the disciples who were filled with fear. Jesus calmed both by saying, "Peace, be still." Outside, the wind and waves went still. Inside, the disciples received a peace that didn't make sense given the circumstances. We all know those inside storms. Even small disruptions can create gale force winds in our spirits. A health diagnosis can feel like a flash flood. Grief can be like a slow, steady rain that just won't let up. These internal storms are just as real as the ones that break branches and uproot trees. I found myself humming the children's song, "Jesus Calms the Storm." When my heart is filled with fear, like a stormy sky, Jesus says, "Be not afraid, he is at my side. There is a rock where I can go, keeps me safe, and this I know. Deep within my troubled soul, Jesus calms the storm." Jesus may not always keep storms from coming, but he is always with us in the midst of them. We hold fast to the promise that in time we will receive what we need to begin again, to put things back together, guided by the one who calms the storm. Blessings.